We are back here on our volleyball preview show on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM. And we are joined here by Krista Bunt, the head coach of the Glitter Ralston volleyball team. They're coming off a great season last year, 16-9 overall, 6-4, in a very competitive Rolling Valley Conference. Coach, it's always great to catch up with you.
Yes, thanks. Thanks for having me, Tyler.
From what I've heard talking right before we got on here, summer has gone very well for the girls, getting everyone kind of back into the swing of things. Just kind of for people listening, how has summer gone for Open Gym, and what have been some things you've seen so far from them?
So this year, I feel like, so this is my second year, and definitely feel like it's just been, I was talking to the girls, we haven't had near the amount of time that it's taken to warm up, you know, as far as just my expectations of the team and kind of how they know me and the drills we're going to run. So that was just, I think, kind of a neat thing over the summer, is just to be able to touch base with everyone, kind of keep those drills going and feeling like we're not starting from scratch once the season has started here, getting underway the last couple days.
Just kind of in the early practices you've seen, obviously you just said the rust is, it's taking less time to get the rust out. So how are the girls kind of looking in the first few sets you've seen in days one and two?
Yeah, I feel like really good. You know, I really hammer home to them, you know, serve and serve receive, that's our foundation. You know, if we can't serve receive, you're not going to be able to build any type of other systems off of that. And the drills that I'm doing with them now are ones that really I wouldn't have introduced until not even through the first week, you know, and now we're hitting them second day. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like it's just good. It's good to have people back. I feel like it's good to have the whole team there. Some of those core athletes that have been doing a lot of summer activities and, you know, softball, that type of stuff, you know, like now we're really kind of starting to get into the swing of things. Like, you know, 2 months, I told them, you know, 2 months, here it is, let's put it out all on the court here.
And the good thing about this team is you're coming off a very solid 2021/2022 season, 16-9 overall. I think you guys exceeded a lot of expectations from a lot of people. And the good thing about this team is you're returning a lot of those girls who just had phenomenal seasons. We talk about Vanessa Kaler, who led the team last year, 169 kills. Solid defensive girls like Tyler Jansen, who had 397 digs. Talk about just some of those returners and what sort of the expectations are for this year's team.
We do have a nice, solid core of upperclassmen. Tyla and Paige and Vanessa, Summer and Addie, Liz, like they all, I feel like they're all out there to give their best effort. And then the thing also that I feel like we have that maybe not all smaller schools always have is I feel like we've just got some upperclassmen too that even if they're not on the court, you know, I maybe am not mentioning their names a lot or you're not mentioning their names a lot as you're calling games during the season, they are putting it all out there for us during practice, which makes us all the better. You know, like you have a Brianna Schoen, a Morgan, you have a, you know, those other upperclassmen that they give it all in practice so that we can all be better. You just can't replace that. You can't replace, you know, just that depth that you have from those upperclassmen. So I really am. I'm excited. They enjoy being together. You know, I try and push them, but we try and have some fun too. Yeah, I'm excited for the year.
Talk to me just about numbers-wise for this team this year. You mentioned, of course, Glenn Ralston and some of these smaller schools. All are smaller, but are you kind of replenishing the two seniors you lost with some of the freshmen, or what's sort of the numbers of the team looking like this year?
Yeah, so overall right now we've had about 20 at our practices, which is a good number. We are going to probably go with three teams instead of two. Last year, I, not having experience in that being my first year, I just did two teams. Mm-hmm. But I do think this year we'll have kind of a, I'm calling it a fundamental team. So we'll have a fundamental team, we'll have a JV, and we'll have a varsity. I'm still kind of running through lineups and looking at just doing kind of some basic, you know, assessments. We've got a couple of great scrimmages on the docket to do these first couple of weeks. That'll give me a good chance to just kind of look at some game time and just kind of see where I feel like those girls are fitting. You know, because sometimes, too, it's communication and personality and some of that chemistry that you can't always just tell from drills. So I'm excited to get even a couple of scrimmages in and really be able to see, okay, you know, oh, this seems to be fitting well here. Oh, let's maybe try and adjust these, you know, these two players on this rotation. You know, just kind of looking at some of that kind of chemistry stuff too.
You also mentioned again that the two biggest aspects you like to focus on is serving and serve receiving. Remembering from last year's team, I think you guys did a great job, but you know, obviously there were some sets that kind of got away from you guys. Talk about what are some of the biggest improvements you want to see from this team. Is it serve and serve receiving, or what are some of the biggest aspects you want to improve upon from last season to this season?
Yeah, I think for us, it is aggressiveness. We aren't going to be the biggest team out there. We aren't going to be as far as height, you know. So I think aggressiveness, and I think just being able to understand momentum and how we can control momentum, and when we have it, how do we keep it? So it really is a lot of, I think, more of the strategy of the game, which I'm excited that we have some of the fundamentals still there. That if we can keep those solid, again, we're not necessarily maybe going to run the fastest offense. We're not going to be the tallest team out there. But I think we've got girls that if they give what they have as far as just that grit, that resiliency, keeping your head up, playing smart ball, we're going to give good competition to whoever steps on that court. And that makes everybody better. That makes our opponents better. That makes us better. That makes the conference as a whole stronger. And we all end up winning, you know, because it just raises that level of play for everybody in the conference.
And you mentioned the conference, and last season I looked at it, and you know, you were part of the top four along with Woodbine, Boyer Valley, and Cam. You're sort of that top echelon of that conference. Don't know if you've had the chance to look at other RVC teams, but from what you know from the returning girls from those different teams, what does the conference look like, and where does your team kind of rank among those other teams?
I felt like last year there was a pretty good dividing line kind of between that upper half and the ones that tended to struggle maybe a little bit more during the season. I think that's going to be there again. Boyer's going to be really strong. You know, if they can keep their players healthy and they can have, again, just that team chemistry, they're going to really be strong for us. I think Cam is still looking really good. Woodbine, I think will be tough, but maybe not quite as tough as they were last year. Mm-hmm. You know, again, sometimes that's hard to tell how things will hash out. So, Exira Elkhorn has a lot of great blockers coming back. They were really high on the charts last year for that. And so I'm anticipating them putting up a good wall for us to try and have to hit around. So I think we still have a very competitive conference. But I would say my goal last year was to be in the top half. I would love to see us in the top three, but we're going to have to earn it. You know, it's not going to come easy. We got some great teams in our conference again this year.
One last thing for you, Coach, before we let you go. Fans coming back are going to have a lot of excitement for this team. I mean, I think knowing last year's team and the success that they saw, there's going to be a lot of excitement for this team. So what are some things that Glenna Ralston fans can look forward to seeing from this team?
I think they're going to be looking for those power hits, those big blocks, that type of stuff. Parents, those that know volleyball well, you know, myself as a coach, I think that's where it's important, too. Like, you're going to see, like, Tyler, she will be digging, and, you know, I mean, she just is such a great defensive player. And that doesn't always get the big standing ovations necessarily as those big power hits. But, man, when you've really played, you know the grit that goes into being a good defensive player. I guess I would really encourage fans to, you know, look sometimes for things like that, like, Addie pulling a set out that's really close to the net. She's been working on just some ways that she can really be an asset on, you know, passes that are tight, passes that are off the net, really looking at, you know, where's my block, you know, where's the opponent's block and where do I need to set. Yeah, we just got a fun team. It's just I think the fans are just going to have fun watching us.
Let's wrap things up just by taking a look at your schedule, too. What's the strength of your schedule look like, and what's sort of that first matchup we can anticipate?
I always feel like at some point during the season, I was kind of joking with my husband, Darren. I said that we just got to plan when that lull is going to be. I feel like all teams will kind of go, they'll kind of hit a peak at a certain point, but then they'll also hit a low at a certain point during the season. And so I think for us, as we look at the season again, it's paying attention to the energy of the girls. You know, are we getting run down? Are we getting some injuries? Are we, you know, is there ways that we can kind of rotate that in? Because, man, we want to hit that peak, you know, when we're heading into conference play. And I really will say that to the girls. Like, I don't mind if we're getting our best effort, I don't mind a loss or two early in the season. But I want us to learn from that and keep growing, mm-hmm. you know, so that we can have, again, we can peak at the right time when we're heading into that conference play. Yeah, just playing our own game, you know, no matter who's on the other side of the net there, that we play how we know we want to play for that final outcome.
Absolutely. Well, Coach Bunt, season starts here in a couple of weeks. We're excited to be getting back into the swing of things. Of course, we wish you good luck throughout the season. And, of course, we'll catch up with you throughout the entire season.
Yes,
and thanks for joining us.
Yep, sure. Appreciate what you guys do, too, given coverage to the girls. Sure appreciate that.